Welcome to the Midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland, again today in our Buck studio, and this time around we have three different ensembles from the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra, is one of the great music programs around, and a real bulwark of musicianship in Wisconsin. And we'll be hearing from these three different configurations of instrumentalists, and they have three different pieces they're going to play. And by the way, because of the way the music breaks during this hour, we'll be a little unorthodox with the quiz question, and I'll be asking it the first time a little earlier than usual, which is to say around 12:20 or so, and then as usual, I'll repeat it around 12:40. So you get an early crack at our quiz question today. As I promised earlier, I think it's easy, so you'll definitely want to weigh in and maybe have a shot at winning that treasure trove. The ensembles have been brought in by their, I'm going to use the word mentor for Carl Levine, and he is a cellist. You may well have seen him performing with the Madison Symphony and in other contexts too, and welcome back to the Midday.
Hi, Norman. Great to be here.
And how long have you been doing this sort of thing, Carl?
I've been working with the WISO groups for about 5 years now, 4 or 5 years, so.
That's a lot of musicians.
It is. It is. It's been great. And we keep getting more every year, so.
And so the premise is that, of course, WISO we think of as an orchestra, or actually four orchestras.
Four now, yeah.
Various levels of abilities. And so when you're working with them, the idea is you're on the lookout for ensembles, for, in other words, subsets of these performers that you can whip into quartets and trios of one kind and another?
Sure. All the kids apply to be part of the program, and we, you know, put them off into quartets or trios and various groups, and we have wind groups, we have groups with piano, obviously, and but it's all their choice. They can just apply to the program, and we do our best to get them in groups that are, you know, commensurate with their level of ability and experience. So
how many groups do you have? I mean, you brought three
this year, we have 20 groups. We have almost 80 kids involved, yeah.
Do you ever sleep or anything? I mean, that's a lot.
I don't coach them all. No, I have 12 great coaches that work with the program, and we have my wife Karen Bow doing work with the piano groups, and Mark Fink from the UW working with the wind groups, and some UW students that are helping us coach as well. So,
and some of these students, of course, are in WISO for years, aren't they?
I mean, right.
What's the youngest age that a person can
get into
WISO?
Well, we've had kids, I mean, even from 8th grade, but mostly it's 9th grade. It's middle school, actually, up through 12th grade.
So you get them for half a dozen years or more sometimes.
Sometimes, yep. Yep, that's right.
Really get to see them develop. And, of course, we occasionally see them turning up as final forte.
Absolutely.
Musicians, too, which must be very exciting for you.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, let's meet a few of them, shall we, and find out what they're up to here with this first piece of music in particular. This requires a lot of coordination on my part, because what I have to do is make sure that we're in sync so that I'm talking when the mic is pointed at me and you're talking when the mic is pointed at you. So if that doesn't happen, it's all my fault. Okay, let's see. I'm going to ask each of you to tell me what your name is in this first piano quartet that we have lined up here. Actually, I'm going to go over to the piano first, just to get that out of the way, right? So I am guessing that you are Sophia.
Yes.
And I'll leave it up to you to pronounce your last name.
Sophia Mazzacchio.
Okay, Sophia Mazzacchio. How long have you been performing piano quartets?
Well, last year was my first year in WISO, and I did a piano trio, so.
What piano trio did you do?
We did a Beethoven, and we were played on the radio last year.
Oh, okay. Of course, I remember. And what appeals to you about this first piece that we're going to be hearing from you? That's the Mozart Piano Quartet in G minor.
I really think the contrast between the sweeter, softer sections and the more intense sections is really interesting, and I enjoy that.
Does that help you as a pianist to play with a chamber group? Does it give you a kind of perspective that you wouldn't get if you just played the piano solo all the time?
Yeah, and it's also kind of a preparation for doing concertos.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it's kind of like a small orchestra that you have. I mean, yesterday we had a piano in here and two violins, and it was amazing how big a sound just those three instruments can make. All right, let's say now we get to some strings here, and you are?
Mainey Bradley.
Okay, Mainey Bradley, and you are going to be playing, you're one of the two, actually, no, you're the only violinist, obviously, in this configuration, and as a violinist playing this piano quartet, what's your role?
I would say I really like the interactions between parts. Like, the violin part has a lot of conversations with the viola and piano.
So you think of this as kind of a musical conversation?
Yes, I would say there are a lot of conversation, a lot of conversational aspects of it.
You think that your violin has a personality in this conversation?
Yeah, I would say that each instrument has its own personality, and that's the fun of it. They interact and they say their own things.
All right, let's see if everybody else in the group here agrees with this. Now we come over to the viola, which has a sort of a niche all of its own, doesn't it? And I'm talking here to Julia Tibbetts.
Hi. Yeah, I'd say the viola, it interacts a lot with the violin. Since there's not two violins in a piano quartet, it gets a lot of its own parts and has a better part than it might if it was just a string quartet.
So this is an opportunity.
Yes, definitely.
All right, now we're going to go to the lowest of the string voices in this. And that, of course, is the cello. And we have at the cello, Emily Schmidt.
Hi. So I think in this piece, the cello is kind of the antisocial instrument, because Mani was saying that there are a lot of conversations, but I do a lot of echoing of the right hand on the piano, and I have a lot of whole notes, not a whole lot of melodic material.
Oh, so by antisocial, you're not contradicting the others, you're just really not hanging out with them very much.
No, I don't like the violin or the viol. I don't have many conversations with them.
Well, that sounds like a great setup to me. I don't think we can get any better than that. Let's see what this sounds like. It's the Allegro from Mozart's Piano Quartet in G minor, Kürschel 478. And does your quartet have a name?
Nope.
Nope. It's the Nope Quartet. Okay. Thank you. There you have the Allegro from Mozart's Piano Quartet in G minor, as played by an ensemble from the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras, Mani Bradley and Julia Tibbetts and Emily Schmidt and Sophia Masacchio. That would be violin, viola, cello, and piano, respectively. And we'll hear more from these young ensembles and, of course, get an early start on our 12:30 quiz question, as promised. All of that after this here on Wisconsin Public Radio. And now we're back with our second ensemble, and we'll find out who they are and what they're playing. Different configuration of instruments here. They are clarinet, cello, and piano. And we'll start with our clarinetist, and this is a work that is by Beethoven. Are you happy to be here?
I guess.
Was there some coercion in this, Carl? Something we should know?
Not at all.
Child labor? All right, well, what's your name and where do you go to school?
My name is Nikhil Trivedi and I go to Middleton High School.
How long have you been playing the clarinet?
I've been playing clarinet since fifth grade, so that's, 6 years.
And what is the appeal to the instrument, or were you coerced into playing it?
Well, I guess I've always liked the sound of it, and my sister played it, so that was one of the major reasons, I guess.
And what are the challenges of the clarinet? I mean, you have that reed. If that gets dry, you're in big trouble, right?
Yeah, I guess some of the other challenges include a lot of repair work on the keys, definitely swabbing it out every time. Can't really think of any others.
That's probably enough. I mean, then on top of that, of course, you have to play it.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to in a minute. Well, now we're going to go back over here to the piano for this part of our trio. And our pianist is Charlie Culler.
Yes.
And have you played a lot of Beethoven as a soloist?
I've played some. I played one of his full sonatas.
Which one?
His 17th sonata, Opus 31, number 1, in D minor.
So not a pushover.
Not really.
not one of those beginner piano sonatas. And what do you enjoy about this trio? It's unusual. I mean, Beethoven did not write another trio for clarinet and piano and cello.
I've always enjoyed about it how the melody really switches between all the instruments except for the big, or what is kind of the opening theme that comes back several times.
All right, we'll listen for that. And now to our anchor here. The cello, you know, so often traditionally, the cello had this role of just kind of carrying the bass line and kind of putzing along with everyone else. I mean, it required a lot of musicianship, but Beethoven wrote some pretty demanding stuff for the cello. And our cellist here is Spencer Kosick.
Yep.
Okay. And so what about the cello part in this work by Beethoven?
Well, it's a lot of fun. It's quite a challenge to play with two instruments that project really well in pretty much all their registers, and the cello only has a cutting sound when you get higher, but I enjoy the challenge of, you know, growling out the bottom.
Did you say growling out the bottom?
Yes, it gets a little bit rumbly sometimes.
Well, that's an interesting point, because you are competing, so to speak, sort of, sometimes with two instruments, which either are very loud or, if I may say so, the clarinet, cutting. And it's a sound that really carries. And so you do have your work cut out for you here, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Well, we'll see how it all plays out here. And this performance of the Allegro con brio from Beethoven's piano trio in B flat. Thank you. And there you have it, an almost sudden ending for that Allegro con brio from Beethoven's Piano Trio in B-flat, Opus 11. And Nikola Tribadi was our clarinetist, bear with me there. Spencer Kosick was the cellist, and Charlie Collar was the pianist. These are all members of the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras, which I guess over the course of some period of time creates these subsets of performers, and we get to hear them each year at this time during the midday. Now, once again, I traverse our studio to meet our musicians for this final piece of the midday for today. And let's see, violin, Maylee Patchen, how are you?
Good.
Are you relaxed? Are you going to enjoy this?
I hope so.
Have you enjoyed it so far?
Yeah.
And now, Grieg is not a composer we think of as writing string quartets, but he wrote one or two of them. And is there something in particular that appeals to you in this?
I like how it gets really intense and fierce.
Oh, you like? You like the fierceness?
Yeah.
Well, do you think that's a violinist's kind of thing, you know? They have this reputation for flamboyance.
Yes.
It's a violinist thing. Well, we have another violinist here we can compare notes with, and that's David Kao. And you've been here before, and you're going to be here again. You're the Final Forte winner. Congratulations, 2014.
Thank you.
You're playing solo here. It was July sometime, right? July 29th? Does anybody remember?
I believe it's the 9th of July.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, fine. That's fine. As long as you're here, I'll be here anyway. So we'll make it a date, but don't worry, we'll let people know. And what about this flamboyance thing?
Well, the second violin part in the Grieg is not really flamboyant. It's more of a like a backdrop to like the whole quartet. So I'm setting really just like the background, some sort of like the setting of this great story.
Oh, a storyline. Okay, I want to hear more about that. And so we'll go over here to our violist, who is Luke Valmadrid.
What's up?
We'll talk later. So what about this storyline? Are you hearing a storyline in this Grieg quartet movement?
Yeah, actually, I think the whole quartet decided we heard a story about a really sad dog.
A really sad dog. All right. that's something we'll listen for, too. We hope that we're, you know, not barking up the wrong tree with that interpretation. But I have one more question then before we get into it, and that's for our cellist, Louise von Bielow. Welcome to our Buck studio.
Thank you. It's actually pronounced Louisa.
Oh, all right. Oh, you just never know. You just never know from the spelling of these things. Louisa von Bielow. What about this storyline for you? And do you hear, I mean, Grieg is so famous for his folk melodies, you know, settings of folk melodies. Do you hear folk melodies in this quartet movement?
Not so much. I think this piece is so intense and at times even violent, the poor dog, that I don't know if folk melodies are as prevalent in this particular quartet.
What about this dog? Where did this dog come from?
Some of us used it as an inspiration. I think David actually came up with it. In order to channel our emotions, we helped Maylee realize that she needed to pet the dog in some areas to make it sweeter. And yeah, that's kind of where it came from.
Wow, that's kind of a clever idea, actually. So everybody subscribes to the dog theory. We get to the thumb up on that one. All right. And is this in all movements? I know you're just playing this one movement, but is this all the way through the quartet, do you think? Or and have you listened to the whole quartet with this movement in mind?
Yeah, I think we've all listened to it a couple of times, and it does keep along that kind of same theme, but yeah.
All right. Well, listen for the dog then. This is the first movement of the string quartet in G minor by Grieg.
Thank you.
First movement of the string quartet in G minor by Edvard Grieg, and pretty far removed from the Grieg of those lyric pieces, although at times you heard, I think, a bit of what sounded like a folk melody in there, but provide what story you will for it, whether it's a dog or something else, quite powerful playing. And that from a string quartet that consisted of Why So players, as all of our performers have been today, and in this instance, they were violinist Maylee Patchen and David Kao. The violist was Luc Valmadrid and the cellist Louisa von Bielow. And they have some more concerts coming up, by the way. That is, the Boltz Family Spring Concerts will be taking place in the Mills Concert Hall at the UW-Madison. Saturday, May 17th and Sunday, May 18th. Actually, there's a concert by the Sinfonietta and Concert Orchestras, May 17th at 1:30. Philharmonia plays May 17th at 4. That's coming right up, because today is already the 16th, come to think of it. That's tomorrow. And May 18th, which is Sunday at 1:30, it's the Percussion Ensemble, Brass Choirs, and Harp Ensemble. And at 4 o'clock on May 18th, Sunday, is the Youth Orchestra, which I guess is the most seasoned of the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras. A quick question for you, Carl, about 60 seconds worth before we get into this quiz question. Carl Levine, who is the guiding light behind these ensembles, where are you in the recruitment cycle?
Well, we have, kids coming from all four orchestras, but this year we had a huge number of kids coming from the younger orchestras, so we're really thrilled to have that kind of up-and-coming, numbers to work with for the years to come.
This is the time of year when you start getting them in?
Yeah, a lot of kids, you know, they rotate, you know, on through the years, and so we know a fair amount of how many groups we're going to have, but we do a kind of a recruitment thing at the first part of the year in September, and have the kids all come and play, and you know, we'll get new members coming from that pool too. So,
all right. Well, it sounds like you have quite a few to choose from, and we'll look forward to next year.
Yeah, let's do.